بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us into this dunya for a short period of time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. We are in essence, in reality, in an imtihan hall, a place of examination. We are writing this paper, and soon we will have to leave this hall. And then ultimately we get our results, either the person is successful or he fails. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam drew a line. Khatta 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 Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wasallam khattan. Nabi sallam drew a line and he said, Hada sabilullah. This is the path of Allah. وَخَطَّ خُطُوتًا أَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ يَسَارِهِ. And then he drew lines from that line on the side, both on the right and the left hand side of that line. And he said, وَهَذَا سُبُلٌ. These are paths. And on each path, عَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ شَيْطَانٍ يَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ. On each path, this off-ramp, offshoot, there is a shaitan sitting there and inviting towards that path. So if you imagine and picture, there is his line, there is the path which Rasulullah said, Hada sabilullah. This is the path of Allah. Then on either side, there are the small paths on which there are shayateen sitting there and inviting the person who is treading this path towards Allah, towards those paths. And then Rasulullah recited the ayat which I recited, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, and this is my straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُولَ. Do not follow the other paths, the path on which shayateen are sitting. فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِي. It will take you away, it will divert you from the straight path. So this is, in essence, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a very beautiful, simple manner, outlining that we are all on this journey and we are traveling. So where do we travel? Which path do we take to our destination? Remember, our destination is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our final abode. Wallahu yada'u ila dari salam wa yahdi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. Allah is inviting all of us. And Allah is calling out to us. So we have to tread this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, he was an ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his young days, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah ta'ala. He should look into the skies and he would supplicate to Allah ta'ala, apne milne ka patah koi nisha. Show me some sign of meeting you. Oh Allah, how do I find you? Apne milne ka pata koi nisha. Tu bata, ey Rabbe jaha. Oh Allah, you show it to me. Oh Rabb of the worlds, I'm seeking you. I'm searching for you. Allah has mentioned, there's a hadith in which Rasulullah SAW is rewired. He says, Allah says, Yabna Adam utlubni tajidni. Oh man, search for me. Look for me, you will find me. فَإِنْ وَجَدْتَنِي وَجَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. If you found me, you have found everything. وَإِنْ فِتُّكَ فَاتَكَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. And if you miss me, you have lost everything. A person who has got Allah with him, he's got the love of Allah, is guided by Allah, then the dunya becomes his and the akhirat, he'll be successful. But the man who loses Allah, he'll be doomed forever and ever. He will burn in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us. So this is the path that we ought to tread. And therefore it is mentioned that this path is yours. It is yours alone. Others may walk it with you, but they cannot walk it for you. Many others have traversed this path and they've reached their destination and they have been successful. من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. The Anbiya have treaded this path. The Siddiqeen, the truthful ones, the Shuhada and the Salihin, the martyrs and the pious ones have treaded this path. And they are successful. وحسن أولئك رفيقا. Allah says, they are a very good and excellent companions. In other words, we are all going to meet them if we tread the same path they have taken and they have reached. So we should not fret not regarding where this path is now going to take you and how long it's going to take a person. Concentrate on the first step on this path. This is our job. This is our task. This is what we have to do. Take the first step on As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. The name of the road of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leading to Allah is As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. This is the straight path. No other way can take a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only way. And as the person takes the first step, he makes his sincere tawbah, he makes istighfar, and as we mentioned so many times previously, he's determined, he's genuine, he's sincere, he's loyal, and now he fights his egos, his passions, the different temptations, the shayateen calling him out on the different side roads and off ramps, and they're calling out to him, perhaps enticing him with a woman to have an illicit relationship, to satisfy his carnal desires in a haram way. Perhaps some haram food, some haram deal and contract. Perhaps it's some substance and drugs that is pulling him. The shaitan is calling him. And therefore we should not take that road, ignore that road. Go on to As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. In various other places. وَهَذَا الصِّرَاطُ. And this is my path. And this path leads to me. So a person should not be afraid. That where is he going to go? Because he's going onto the right path. It is maybe a bit difficult in the beginning, and he may encounter some oil patches, some oil leaks, some potholes, some curvy roads, there's a sharp bend. But he has to be continuing and persevering on this path. And as he proceeds, he will gain some enjoyment. Because now he is going against his egos, his mundane passions. Those things that were taking him to the other roads and the other pathways, moving him away, deviating him away from the straight path. He is going against that. He is suppressing his desires. And when he does that, he is annihilating himself. He is killing his passions, his evil passions, for the sake of Allah. Because he wants to burn in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's moving on this path. And this path is beautiful. And this is the only path. And that is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he will make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will do it with love. With some feeling in his heart. Allama Iqbal rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned, Sajda-e-ishq ho, tab ibadat mein maza. If a person is making that sajda before Allah with ishq and love with Allah, love for Allah. In other words, he's showing Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. He's showing love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying it not just as a ritual. He's gone into sajda, he's prostrating, he's bowing his head, he's placing his head onto the floor, onto the ground. And he's supplicating, hymning and glorifying his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His thoughts and his concentration is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying it like a lover, calling out to his beloved. Then there is mazah and enjoyment in that ibadat. But if the man's head is on the ground and he's making sajda, but the thoughts are on his business, on his dealings, on his wives, or his children, or any other haram pleasures that he may be suffering, and he's moving away, then he's just put his head down, he's raised his head, gone down again and come up. He's not going to get that ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected friends and elders, let us become lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how I mentioned last week, Allah Marumi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, lose your souls in the love of Allah. I swear there is no other way. Go down deep into the oceans of the love of Allah, so much that the oceans of the world envy you. A person must be immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will make ibadat with love. He'll make ibadat with humility. He will realize he is a slave. He's a bondsman, bondswoman of Allah. When he says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِيدُ, he realizes and he confesses, he admits, he acknowledges that, oh Allah, you are my master. I am just your slave. He will show his abdiyat, his servitude. He's just an ordinary slave of Allah. And he's begging only from Allah. So he will make his ibadah with humility. He will call out to Allah with humility, with love, with humility, with sincerity. His mind is not on any other track, other attraction of this world. He's not going to the other pathways. He's focused and he's moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each time he's breaking the egos and passions and temptations that is coming in his way for the sake of Allah. Now it becomes easier and easier for him as he's moving closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sense of enjoyment that he's feeling in his heart, he cannot explain. And that is what the people of the past, the awliya Allah, the sages, the saints, those who are the friends of Allah, the ushaq of Allah, they would be able to tell the kings of the time, the Mughal kings, that if only you people knew what we are enjoying in our heart, then you will fight us with your swords and you'll try and snatch away that ecstasy and that enjoyment, the serenity and that peace and the love we have in our hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you do not have. So this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is going slowly, slowly and gradually but surely. And he is doing it to gain the pleasure of Allah. And every moment he's going towards Allah, whichever ibadah he is making, and even when he's not in a physical ibadah, but his mind, his concentration is on only pleasing his Allah. So his heart is beating with the love of Allah. Everything he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind it. When he sees the mountains and the rivers and the ocean and the sky, then he glorifies Allah. He wakes up in the morning with the love of Allah. He goes to sleep also, he takes the name of Allah. During the day, he's taking the name of Allah. It is only Allah. He is with Allah. He is moving towards Allah. Allah Marumi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned an incident for us to understand. That these were anecdotes and stories, but they have great moral behind it. And he talks about a person who had a parrot. That parrot was caged. The master was very fond of this parrot. This was the master's pet. Beautiful parrot. And he loved this parrot very dearly. And he would discuss his problems with the parrot and sit with the parrot. And the parrot would sing for him and speak whatever sound it learned and words it learned. He was very attached to this parrot. This parrot was always in this cage. And now he goes to India on a journey and he has to leave this parrot behind, so he's feeling very sad about it. And he asked all the other people in the home, whatever they wished as gifts he could bring for them from India. And so he asked the parrot also, what would you like? And the parrot said, oh my master, I do not require any gift. But all you could do is convey my greetings to my other fellow parrot friends and family who are there. And tell them their brother who is caged here, and who is your pet, and who are you are very fond of, the one who is in the cage, just pass on my greetings to those parrots when you see them. So he says, okay, fine. And so when he goes to India and he purchases other things for those attendants he had at home, and now he sees and he goes into some garden or some forest and he sees other parrots. And he passes on this greeting to those parrots that your brother who is caged, and he's passed his greetings to you. And they look at him, and they suddenly one parrot they begins to tremble. And Allah Marumi Ramadullah says, this parrot trembled and it collapses. It drops down dead. And this person is shocked that because I said this, my tongue caused this parrot to die. I shouldn't have not conveyed this message. What have I done? And then he goes back home and he turns home, he gives the people the gifts and he tells his parrot the entire story of what happened, you know, when I went there and I conveyed your greetings. And suddenly one parrot, it trembled and it collapsed and it died. And so when this parrot of his that was caged heard the story, suddenly it began to tremble and it fell down dead. And now the master is absolutely grieved. And he's screaming frantically, and he opens the door of the cage and he removes this parrot, which he was very fond of. Who is he going now to speak to with all his secrets and show that love and affection he had? And he's shedding those tears and he's crying and lamenting that now my tongue has caused me to kill two birds. And then he takes this parrot now, put it onto the ground to bury it. And as he puts it down, suddenly he sees some life in it. And it begins to wake up and flutter its wings, and then it goes onto the wall and perches itself. And the man is shocked, the master is shocked, oh parrot, what is it? And then this parrot explains that when you conveyed my greetings, the hidden message in my greetings when I told you to tell them that your cage brother, he conveys his greetings, they understood that they were enjoying the free and fresh air, the free life they had, flying from branch to branch and going to the pond and drinking the water freely. They were not caged, they were not imprisoned. And how could they have such a nice life when their brother was in pain and he was imprisoned and he was caged? And therefore they taught me this plan. That parrot that you saw falling down dead was not dead. It only showed me, gave me a message what I should do. So it pretended as though it died. And exactly the same I have done, and you have now released me. You have given me my freedom, my new life has now begun. And he says, oh my master, if you do the same, if you come out of the cage of your passions, your whims, your fancies, your evil desires, your mundane egos and passions, and you let yourself out from this, you'll get a new life. A life seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A life which is pure. The name of Allah is pure. When Allah comes into a person's heart, the purity of the name of Allah, when it comes into the person's heart, the filth will immediately come out. So he says, oh my master, you should now fight your evil temptations and tread the same path that now I have taken. And this is the path to the real freedom. And that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the master. My respected friends and elders, this is Sirat al-Mustaqim. And this is the path we have to all tread. Stay away from sins. Make tawbah, istighfar. Take the name of Allah ta'ala with passion, with love. Move on this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love. As though you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though you are hearing Allah calling out to you. Then you will build this communion and this relationship, this attachment and bond with Allah. Then the conditions around you will not affect you. You will be happy. Even though you may be sitting and living in a small home, but the freedom in your heart, out of the bondage and cage and imprisonment of egos and nafs and desires and temptations from shaitan, now in the love of Allah, submerged in the ocean of his ma'rifat and love. This is a different life. A life with the awliya Allah have experienced. The life that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had in this world. May Allah grant me, may Allah grant all of you this sirat al-mustaqim, and never to be deviated and be lured and tempted by the side roads, the off ramps, the offshoots, moving away from the straight paths. What is the sabak? What is the moral? Fight our temptations and egos for the sake of Allah, and enjoy every moment moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Isai Duru Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah mari guna aku maafirma. Forgive us, my Allah. Allah grant us taubat an nasuha. Allah make us your true lovers, my Allah. Allah, our hearts are filthy, my Allah. Allah cleanse and purify our hearts. Put us onto sirat mustaqim. Show us the straight path, my Allah. Keep us in the straight path, my Allah. Don't make us become deviated, my Allah. Allah, you have mentioned, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. Ya Allah, make us follow the straight path of yours, my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Ya Allah. They were ma'asoom, my Allah. They exalted, my Allah. They passed the test, my Allah. Ya Allah, your friends passed the test, my Allah. Hum toh bohat kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we become engulfed, Ya Allah, by dunya. Become consumed by dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we become so engrossed by dunya, my Allah. We become so ghafil of you, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Change our conditions now, my Allah. Change our lives, my Allah. Time is running out, my Allah. We do not know when Qiyamah will take place. We do not know when Maut will strike, my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives are just passing in this filthy way, my Allah. Ya Allah, we haven't even made one sajda properly before you, my Allah. With ishq and your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring this ishq and muhabbat into our lives now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your ushaq, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and the ishq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, Ya Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of ibadah, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness in talking to you, my Allah. The sweetness in taking your name and making your dhikr, the sweetness of sajda, my Allah. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Allah, give us your marifat before we leave this world, my Allah. Give us a tawfiq of doing one such good action, my Allah, that you are pleased with before our maut, my Allah, and you accept it, my Allah, and you give us success in the akhirat, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, because use it correctly, my Allah. Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitir, from the hasr of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, especially those, Ya, who are suffering in Gaza, my Allah, and other countries of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have got no food, Ya Allah. You provide for them, my Allah. They've got no water, you provide for them, my Allah. They've got no clothes, you provide for them, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. We're only begging from you, my Allah. Because there is no other person who can fulfill our desires and our du'as but you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta, subhanak, inna kunna mina zalimeen. Ya Allah, we're asking you, we're begging from you, iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله whatever حاجات we have fulfilled my Allah remove our difficulties our sorrows our grief our pains our sufferings our hardships my Allah give us موت المدينة الشريف my Allah بري الجنة البقي قرآن ذات شفاعة of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم ذرية القيامة حوض the كوثر water from his مبارك hands Allah make us enter الجنة without any reckoning my Allah without any حساب كتاب my Allah protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are waiting for suitable partners, my Allah. You provide for them the suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, get them married, my Allah, and give them a life full of bliss and taqwa and afiyat, with children and offspring who become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, the work of da'wat and tabligh accepted, my Allah. Allah, our brothers are making effort for the ijtima' that will take place in Newcastle, my Allah. Make it be full with afiyat and barakat and rahmat, my Allah. Make it be successful that many, many people go out in your path, my Allah. Make us also strive in your path, my Allah. The efforts of mashayikh in khankas and ulama in madaris, in makatib, in hifz classes, and different people making different khidmat in organizations and individually. Grant each one ikhlas and maqbooliyat. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم make our children our grandchildren the coolness of our eyes make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء اتقياء ابرار مقربين مقبولين ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين